From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Four hospitals come under attack. The United Nations says nearly 50 people were killed in missile attacks on medical facilities in northern Syria Monday. A 30-bed hospital run by Doctors Without Borders was destroyed. Three other medical facilities were damaged by what rebels say were targeted airstrikes by the Assad regime. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said Monday his country will not let Syrian Kurdish fighters, the PYG, take the town of Azaz, located in Syria near the Turkish border. Dorian Jones has more.
The Turkish military confirmed Monday its forces shelled Syrian Kurdish positions of the PYG for a third consecutive day. During a visit to Ukraine, Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu warned the PYG it will face what he called the fiercest response if it makes further territorial gains. Ankara accuses the group of being a terrorist organization linked to the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK. With the Syrian Kurdish leadership dismissing Ankara's warnings, Turkey's political leaders have not ruled out a military intervention. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The UN envoy to Syria is making an unannounced visit to Damascus for talks on implementing a ceasefire set to start later this week. Stefan de Mistura arrived late Monday in the Syrian capital, where he is expected to meet with Syrian government officials. Ugandan police detained opposition candidate Kizza Besigye in the capital Kampala Monday. The arrest came as Besigye was campaigning ahead of Thursday's presidential elections. Witnesses said police fired tear gas at him at an event, at a Besigye event, and then took him into custody. He was later released. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to welcome the leaders of all 10 Association of Southeast Asian Nations to California for a summit meeting. Mr. Obama and the ASEAN leaders will meet for 2 days, discussing a wide range of issues. Territorial disputes in the South China Sea and China's increasing activities there will be a key topic. Leaders also will discuss North Korea's recent nuclear test and long-range missile launch. Bahrain police have arrested four American journalists covering the 5-year anniversary of the nation's pro-democracy protests. Those protests were crushed by authorities. A police statement said one woman and three men, entered the country last week pretending to be tourists. The statement said at least one of them had carried out journalistic activities without permission from authorities, in addition to carrying out illegal acts. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert began a 19-month prison term Monday. Robert Berger reports.
Olmert is the first former Israeli Prime Minister to serve time behind bars. He was convicted of bribery in a real estate scandal over events that occurred earlier when he was mayor of Jerusalem. In a statement before entering the prison, Olmert continued to claim innocence. I categorically deny that I ever took a bribe, he said. Nevertheless, Olmert was found guilty of accepting about $130,000 in bribes to promote the construction of a luxury apartment complex in Jerusalem. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
A close aide to Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says he is very positive. Direct peace talks with Taliban insurgents will take place before the end of this month. Afghanistan's newly appointed ambassador to Pakistan, Omar Zakhilwal, says efforts are underway to determine the venue for the meeting. Thousands of Mexicans gathered in a sports field in Chiapas State for an open-air mass Pope Francis conducted in three local languages. Pope Francis asked Mexico's indigenous population on Monday for forgiveness for the societal exclusion they have suffered. During the service, Francis issued a decree allowing indigenous languages to be used during Catholic masses. Former U.S. President George W. Bush will re-enter the American political scene to try to boost his brother Jeb's bid for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. Former president has stayed away from politics since leaving office in 2009. He is planning to appear at a nighttime rally to support Jeb Bush's campaign in South Carolina, where Republicans are holding a presidential primary on Saturday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.